The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones.
President Trump called it a once-in-a-generation effort at tax reform. Says his target is to bring the corporate tax rate down to 15% to stimulate the American economy. Says he's willing to work with Republicans and Democrats alike. Made those comments in Missouri yesterday. In an op-ed appearing in Fortune, however, Solutionomics founder Chris Mackey says that hope is not a corporate tax policy. Chris Mackey joining me here on the program. Chris, welcome to it.
Good morning. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Glad to have you here. All right, Chris, tell me, what is the crux of your concern here?
The crux of my concern is that we get what is actually intended through corporate tax cuts, which is job creation, because under current proposals out there, you could have a situation where you have companies that are actually closing shop here in the U.S., opening operations overseas, and they would get the same tax cuts as the job creators here in America. So if the purpose of lowering the corporate tax rate is to create jobs, let's just be more direct about it. Let's get to the bottom line and say, look, if you're creating jobs in America, you'll pay a lower tax rate. If you're not, you won't. And that way, you reserve more of the tax cuts for the companies actually creating the jobs.
That is honestly the most socialist thing I've ever heard. Let me get this straight. You tell me, you're telling me that we're going to tie tax cuts to how many jobs you create. So what if the company wants tax cuts so they can add to their bottom line? They don't get the tax break if they don't hire employees? Or should we also dictate how much those employees get paid? Seems a little out there, Chris.
Say that again?
It seems a little bit out there, frankly.
Oh, actually, I think that merit is something that, and results is something that this country was founded on. And so the idea is that if you're going to use taxpayer dollars, taxpayer expenditures to encourage business investment, let's just make sure we're getting a return on our investment. It's kind of like when you're listening.
Hold on.
They don't
I need to understand
work
here.
In the hope that they get paid.
Hold on. I need
they
to understand.
They go to work with the understanding that they're going to work and they're going to actually get a pay. So it's actually very much in line with the history of this country, which is merit-based or performance-based.
But you're tying tax cuts to how many jobs a company has. You're saying if we take you from 25% to 15%, you have to create X number of jobs, or we're not going to lower your tax rate.
What I'm saying is that the companies that are creating the jobs, they're going to pay the lower tax rate as opposed to companies that are eliminating jobs. So why would we give a tax break to a company that's lowering their employment here in America if the whole purpose of the tax cuts is to create jobs? So make sure it's targeted. Rather than universal and unconditional, make sure that it's targeted tax breaks. That's just good Midwestern common sense.
Well, yeah, but a tax cut isn't using taxpayer dollars. It's allowing a company, which we encourage capitalism, I'm pretty sure, at least we still do a little bit, is specifically not using taxpayer dollars. That's what a tax cut is. I'm confused about the logic here.
So let me explain here. So when I say taxpayer dollars, if you've got a taxpayer, okay, and I'm going to pay in X dollars, and then if you've got another entity that is paying lower taxes, you know, ostensibly in return for something, but there's no contingency or there's no condition where to receive that tax cut, they actually create the jobs. That just doesn't make any sense. Again,
well,
this is
but here's the thing.
Based.
Who
this
gets
is,
to, look, hold on?
If we're going to do this for this reason, then let's just make sure that we get it rather than hope that we get it.
So then the government gets to decide what the tax rate is based on how many employees you hire. I mean, to me, that's absurd. That's the government having more control over business in America, which has been an abject failure every time the government wades into business. It's disastrous, generally speaking.
Let me clarify then. So let me be clear on this. So no, the government doesn't have control over the companies. Do the companies are innovating and they're creating and they decide?
No, somebody has to decide, Chris. Somebody has to decide. Hold on, Chris. Somebody has to decide whether they've met the criteria.
The jobs that they're creating. So it's actually within their control as to the tax rate that they're going to pay.
No, somebody has to say whether or not they've met the criteria. The company's not going to do that. A government agent or agency will do that. So it is government control.
Oh, yeah, and the company will, because the company's already keeping track of who they're hiring and firing, and that's the beauty of it. They've already got the information, so all we need to do is for them to share that information. I can tell you what, the companies that are creating jobs in America and the companies that are innovating, they're the ones who are the first ones who are going to line up and say, I like this policy because we talk about tax cuts and job creation. Well, I'm actually creating the jobs, and it's nice to see that we've actually got those tax cuts going to the job creators rather than to the country, to the companies that are eliminating the jobs.
Actually, Chris, what you just said here, and I'm going to quote you, we need a policy in which each company's corporate tax rate is based on each company's rate of job creation. We need a more strategic, results-driven tax policy where tax cuts are tied to increased American employment. And you talk about innovation. So if a company gets a tax break or a potential tax break from 25% to 15%, and they use that money for research and development and not hiring people, they wouldn't benefit from a tax break under your plan. It makes absolutely no sense.
Of course it does, because the company that is doing the research and development or benefiting from those dollars, they get the tax break, which means that they provide a lower cost of service to the company that's paying for the R&D. So of course it would. It's actually a direct approach, an outcome-based approach, rather than this nebulous idea of, well, maybe we'll actually...
All right, I'm gonna try one more time to get a straight answer on this. A company is paying $100 in taxes. Their taxes get cut to $50 if they produce 10 jobs. But instead of doing that, they took their $50 and put it into research and development and created no jobs. Under your plan, they would get no tax break.
Well, if they did all the research and development outside the U.S. and it didn't create any jobs in America, why would you give them a tax break?
What if they did the research and development in Indianapolis or Detroit? It makes no sense to me.
I'm talking outside the U.S. I'm talking about American job creators, American job creation. That's what I'm saying here. Let's just make sure that we're tying the policy to the actual outcome.
I've heard what you've said. I've gotten that. Anyhow, where can people find this op-ed piece? At fortune.com?
They can, and they can also find it at solutionomics.org, and that's, again, .org, solutionomics.
All right. Chris Mackey, I'm not buying into it, but I appreciate the conversation.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to get the ideas out there and have the discussion.